You know, the violence has increased in intensity and frequency in the last year, let's say, a couple of months backward. And we are seeing a new trend of using of girls, women, and now of children as suicide bombers. This is something that is new to this conflict. So this trend is very worrying to all of us because it's something that is very difficult to find solutions.
Has UNICEF made any attempt to say, look into why these children are being used? I mean, are they volunteering or is somebody is forcing them to do it?
Well, we have not done a scientific study, but what we have seen is that most likely these kids are not aware that they are being used for this, and someone controls the remote, you know, of these things. As I said, this is a new trend, so we have not had a very good, we would follow through a little more often to see how, say, at the age of 10, you're too small to take these things and do it on your own. We do think that these children are being utilized and are victims of this conflict.
As you mentioned, there was a comment that this raises the need to galvanize effective action. What can be done?
One of the issues that we have is children are not in school in many of these areas. So, of course, if children are not in school and not in safe places, then they are more exposed to all of this violence that is happening there. That's why we are working on an initiative that's called Safe School Initiative, to make sure that we are able to get children back into school, because that's part of ensuring that they have a safe and protected place. If we cannot get schools, then we need to work on safe spaces to ensure that children are not being out and exposed to the violence and conflict that's affecting North Nigeria.
Of course, this is happening when yet we do not know what has happened to those 276 girls from Chibok. What has UNICEF been doing just to see what can be done to bring these girls back?
We have been calling for the release of these girls and other girls as advocacy. UNICEF and the UN in general and many member states of the UN has also been calling for the release of these girls. However, the families themselves have not come to UNICEF, but we continue to work in ensuring that other girls. So we came up with a program that the government of Nigeria is doing to provide scholarships for girls that were also in school in those areas where the conflict is very intense, and they have been provided with scholarships to be able to attend other schools. So that is mitigating the effect on other girls.